Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two people were killed in eastern Tennessee overnight as severe storms and a possible tornado blew through the region. Police say a mother and daughter from the same household died. Right now, they are assessing damage near Knoxville. In addition to those millions of federal workers who have been offered buyouts and the shuttering of the U.S. Agency for International Development, the chair of the Federal Election Commission has also been removed by the Trump administration. ABC's Rachel Scott.
The FEC was created by Congress to be this independent watchdog over our election system. Overnight, the chair of the FEC, Ellen Weintraub, says that she was fired by President Trump in a letter. She is a Democrat, but this is a bipartisan commission, and under law, the president is supposed to first nominate her replacement. In a statement on social media, she says there is a legal way to remove her, and this is not it.
Flu, RSV, COVID, and norovirus cases surging in several states. Schools closed in at least four states because of it. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The yearly tradition starts tomorrow in the Winnebago system, and Wisconsin DNR biologists are expecting the harvest to be better this year than last. Of course, I'm talking about sturgeon spearing season. Last year, poor ice conditions made for a below-average harvest for the prehistoric bottom feeders. While water clarity isn't great this year, the ice conditions are much better, meaning the season is already off to a better start. Spearing starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 1 p.m. each day. The season will run for 16 days or until the safe harvest caps are met, whichever comes first.
A 34-year-old homeless man has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death for a January 28th stabbing on Capitol Drive in Green Bay. James Doar is accused of killing his addiction sponsor, identified only as DV, and the man's pet poodle. The victim was stabbed 27 times. Doar is also charged with resisting or obstructing a police officer and methamphetamine possession. He's being held on a $2 million bond.
It is cold. Many waterways are frozen over, so of course, now's the perfect time to jump in the frigid water to raise funds for the Special Olympics in Wisconsin. Addie Teeter with Special Olympics said the Polar Plunge is the biggest fundraiser for the organization that helps more than 1,400 athletes.
We're offering sports competition to them. We're offering the chance to be included. But in addition to that, we're making sure these athletes have access to healthcare programs. We make sure that they have access to leadership programs.
This is the 26th year for the Polar Plunge in Wisconsin. The Oshkosh event is coming up this Saturday. For more information, see our story at WISS.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks road trip continues. After beating the Hornets in Charlotte, they're now in Atlanta to face the Hawks. In college basketball, the 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers take on a rival, the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City. That one starts at noon tomorrow. NFL, Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in New Orleans at the Super Bowl and was asked to describe how he thought the Packers' season went overall.
You know, I think the main theme of the season for us was just inconsistent. You know, I felt like it was some really good, and it was some just not consistent enough to be able to be one of those top offenses in the league. But, you know, we were able to generate a lot of explosive plays, and I think when we can keep building and keep honing in on all the details and just being that consistent offense like you see some of these offenses do, where they just go out and put up all these points every week and do the same stuff, I think that's where we need to get to.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through most of Saturday with around 4 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late Saturday evening. Today, mostly sunny, partly cloudy this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, a Law Review, will sit in for me. I'm taking the day off. I'll see you on Monday.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thanks very much. Welcome back. We've got our Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series coming up at 8:30. But first, talk a little bit more about Super Bowl, S-O-U-P, Herbal, with all the great restaurants taking part. Bay Family Restaurant, one of my favorite places in the world, just dropped by. How you doing?
Josh, who is the owner of Bay Family, and I go there often, your service is great and your food is the best. And you're kind of known for your soup. I do want to say, I think a lot of people will be taking soup, like you got quarts of, what is this, chicken dumpling?
Chicken dumpling.
Oh, my God, that looks so good. Tell us, you're in Super Bowl?
Yeah, this is our fifth year with Super Bowl. Usually we're one of the top donations throughout the week.
Appreciate that.
You guys have such a great business there. You know why? Because it's just good food, good service, good quality food, and it's not, like, overly expensive like some places I've gotten.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we're almost on 70 years that we've been there. So.
Really? How many U-pers do you guys get there on a Saturday? Be honest with me.
Very many.
Isn't that something? Yeah. That is, like, the U-pers headquarters, and I'll tell you why. Because when we used to come to Green Bay when I was a little kid for exhibition, we'd get to go to the charity Bishop's charity game, and we'd stay at a little place on Velp, Devroy's Motel, which is out of existence now, and we would always go to Bay Family Restaurant, and we would see about 10 people we knew from the UP would be in the exact same place, and that's always continued, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, yep, and many of our employees are actually from the UP, too.
No kidding.
Yep, yep. Wow.
That is like just a they comfortable, welcoming place for people from the UP when they come there.
And the other thing that you have is it's local people. I mean, you're always busy. I mean, really.
We are, throughout the morning, a lot of locals. Weekends, same thing.
And then what are your hours? Because you have dinner there, too.
We are open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You know, even when my granddaughters were in town, they stayed with me here where I stay downtown Green Bay. And we said, hey, Grandpa, can we go for breakfast? I said, I'm going to take you to a great breakfast place. And they were thinking like IHOP or whatever. Yeah, and I took them there, and it was fantastic.
It is. Great. And they got great omelets.
Yes, and the waitress called them hun.
Oh, yeah. Your waitresses are good.
Would you like some more juice, hun?
Yeah. And just thanks for being that business. Because even when some national politicians would come in, you know, they wanted to go to something local, and yours is the place. Good place to, and I've campaigned there a million times. It's just thanks for having that business. You didn't change
and keeping
with the
it
times.
Alive.
Right. Because that's a tough business you're in.
It is, definitely. Make sure everybody stops by and tries their soup.
Absolutely. Grab that soup there. You have great soup. Everything else, too. So.
Are you a bohemian?
I'm not.
Oh. Because bohemians go crazy over dumpling soup, I know.
All right.
Chicken dumpling. I know you got to run.
All right. Bay Family Restaurant, Military and 9th. Great place. Easy parking. Great service. I want your hours one more time, Josh.
6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sunday.
All right. That's awesome. You're open that early.
Yeah. And all day. You know, it's just, you can go there anytime.
Breakfast all day, right?
Yeah. Breakfast all day.
Which is cool. All right. Thanks for doing this,
Josh, really appreciate it much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. Bay Family.
Josh, your Bay Family Restaurant, it is one of the greatest places.
Wow.
I mean, when it's draft time, we want people to know that come here to, these are the old school 70-year type places. We appreciate them like you can't believe. Beckett K.
Okay.
Come on in here. We got to talk.
I'm back.
Tell us more now about your career goals.
Well, I don't really have.
What do you want to be when you're all grown up?
I don't really know because, like, I don't have that thought in my mind yet. I'm kind of just worrying about being a kid before I have to. Like, I kind of want to be a podcaster, but then again, I feel like I can start my own business or a charity fundraiser. I really don't know. Because, like, every single, like, when I was four, this just shows how much often I change it. When I was four, I wanted to be a mailman.
Okay.
But now, no.
Jeff Nordgeiner looking at opening a bar together. Want to be a partner with us?
Stay away.
All right.
He's 10.
If it serves alcohol. Hey. If it serves alcohol, I pass.
Okay. We're not serving. It's going to be a dry bar.
Right? This is awesome. Our musician just showed up.
Oh, excellent.
Hey, so, okay, I'm going to just go through a couple things because we got you on here, and I know you got to get going too. But
do you have to go to school yet?
No, we don't have school. Right. Oh, nice. Doesn't.
Why don't you have school today?
Because of the draft. Like, we started early because of the draft. We had to end a little early. So then, but, like, the days did not match up, so they took some days and made them.
Oh, wow.
No school days.
I did not know that. Okay.
Tell us, I know you got a little bit of a relationship going with A.J. Dillon, who is a great, great community person, does a lot for just a lot of charities, Boys and Girls Club, obviously the Children's Museum. So what are you working with him on this? Tell me about this Pickleball Kingdom. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah. Oh, I thought I was going to burp once. Okay. So it's basically this kids tournament. We were brainstorming a little bit. We're going to make like a theme. And you're in teams of two and you just play pickleball. We had a little meeting, I think, a week or two ago. Right.
That's awesome.
So when is it? Where is it?
May 16th.
May 16th at Pickleball Kingdom in Appleton. You guys should go check out the event and also Pickleball Kingdom. It's a great place to practice.
Okay.
And also, some selected Fridays in Appleton Grit 365. It is a very nice pickleball place. It is a basketball court, but they put up pickleball nets. So if you want to practice basketball too, Grit 365. I know some women's UWGB players practice there.
Yep. We've had people on here talking about that.
And we had the great pickleball place in Oshkosh.
Yep. You know, they do that. I was watching some people play that at the Croc the other day.
Yeah.
They put a big curtain over the basketball court and have a pickleball thing there. Yeah. They go at it pretty good. I mean, it's a little bit more something than you would think.
I know.
I like, and also, there's another place that just opened in Green Bay. Mark Tauscher was there, pro was there.
Right.
The Pickler.
Yes.
That place is very nice. But I do like, kind of, I like playing on basketball courts, playing pickleball on basketball courts where it sells like the court. Because sometimes my serves are a little wacky. So one time a couple times it hit the backboard of the basketball hoop and it went onto the other side and we counted it. So I like from now on I like playing on
We got to do that.
Why not?
As soon as when I have surgery on my Achilles and they get that repaired or transplant whatever they need to do for me.
27.
Yeah. But you and I are going to play. I'm going to kick your butt.
I can't believe.
Yep. Okay. I'm gonna destroy you on that pickleball.
Well, but there might be a problem though.
What?
We might have to see if Jim can see over the net.
Oh wow! Okay.
All right. Yeah, well, we're wrapping it up. Thanks for coming in, Beck. Now. Yeah, okay. Make fun of the host.
All right. Okay. Hey, so tell us again about your chance to this whole San Diego thing.
Again?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm 1 in 20 people from all over the world.
1 in 20.
Yeah, but 1 in 10 acts. Okay. And I'm like the only one doing podcasting. I'm the youngest one.
But there were thousands that applied, right?
Yeah. No one applied. They were just picked.
Okay.
So I'm going to represent the Green Bay community well, hopefully.
Awesome.
I'm going to try not to get a suntan. I like my dead white skin, like white.
Yeah.
Like the color of the sign.
Are you Irish? You look Irish. You look Irish. Oh. You're wearing a Fighting Irish shirt underneath.
I want to go to
You want to go to Notre Dame?
Yeah.
So did I.
My grandpa said that if I get in, he'll pay for it. So.
Wow, nice.
I'm not going to let him down.
And that was my dream, too, when I was a kid. Listen, congratulations. Where can people find your podcasts?
If you happen to meet me at any event, I have business cards on the back as a QR code on my website. Or you can look up upnextwithbex.com. Or on Facebook or Instagram, you can see some vlogs.
Okay.
Yeah. But then I have one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
My classic joke.
Go ahead. Do it.
It's kind of like, not like a joke where you guys have to respond, but it was kind of like a rush last minute joke.
Okay.
I mean, Cowboys fans, it was a rough season. You guys did not do the best. At least you still have Luka. Oh, wait. Never mind. Actually, fun fact.
I get that one. Jim wouldn't get that one. Go ahead.
Like, fun fact, the Mavericks actually went up to the Bucks first and said, like, Luka for Giannis, and they didn't accept. But, like, that's stupid, because Giannis is 31 and Lucas is Luka.
25?
Yes, 25. And, like, it was kind of stupid on the Mavericks' part for offering for a 31-year-old, and then they did the same exact thing with Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis is not as good.
Yeah.
It's like, are they obsessed with 31-year-olds? I swear. Their combined age, I think it's like 400.
I agree. 31 versus 25. That's six more years you got a guy. I'm with you on that. I think it was a great trade for the Lakers.
Yeah, but because now, did you see who went to Golden State?
Who? No.
Jimmy Butler.
Oh, he did. They did pull that trade off finally, huh?
Yeah, Chris Middleton went to Washington.
Yeah, I know that.
Zach LaVine. Yeah. Went to San Antonio.
Butler is such a head case, though. It's incredible. Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
I predicted that they were going to do a three-way deal with Heat, Blazers, and the Kings, and I thought he would either go. I thought he would go to the Kings. But
yeah, I know. But I hate losing Middleton, but that's the way it is. Well, all right, Beckett, Kate, thank you for being here, my friend, and best of luck. You got to keep us informed on what's going on. And congratulations last night racing. How much was it again?
$482,000.
That's mind-boggling. How good of an auctioneer is Bill Jarts?
Yeah.
Isn't he incredible?
You know, he hypnotized some people with pens. I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. He had autographed baseball cards, and he had pens that said woohoo on it. So he said that these blue pens were worth $10,000. So if they got to the $10,000 mark, the person would get a blue pen.
He's amazing. Did he bring out the kisses when he tells a woman, hey, I'll give you a kiss if you raise the bet, and then he pulls out a Hershey's Kiss from his pocket? Did he do that one?
He's a great master.
We're a dynamic duo. Yeah. We can do that again next year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They actually planned the date already.
Really?
February 19th.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
2026.
Great having you here, Beckett K. Continued success, my friend.
All right.
Quick prediction on the Super Bowl. Quick one?
Sadly.
So,
35-31 Chiefs. Yeah. But if there was no refs, 35-31
Gary Hayes, conspiracy guy. There's not even a question.
All right.
Thank you, Beckett. When we come back, Ashley, I believe, is here from Heights Pub and Parlor. We got Tony Fritz, an incredible entertainer. She's going to be joining us. Lots more going on. Mino and the mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Football show.
Hey, welcome back, Mind on the Bear. Special thanks, Evan Beckett K here, Shorts on Sports. What a future that young man has. What a future this young man has going into business with me, potentially.
Stay away.
What? Ashley, we should talk. This could be competition for you guys at the Heights. Oh, Norgie, boy. You there? Norgie.
Oh, I will get him in just a moment. Okay, go ahead.
He hung up.
We're here with Ashley.
Good idea, Jeff.
Look at this. Actually, look at this. My water's like completely frozen. So, how are you doing, Ashley, from the Heights Pub and Parlor? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you? I'm so excited. You know why?
Why?
I'm coming to your place for lunch today.
I know.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Got this lady, phenomenal lady. It's about her uncle who was killed in Vietnam, and we're trading things with guys that I know that were exact same place he was with.
Okay.
But she said, pick a place. And yes. I said, I know the place.
That's awesome. Well, it's Friday, so we've got fish. You can do your perch or your beer battered walleye. And then tonight we've got the pan fried walleye available. And next week we kind of have some big news. We are starting some daily specials.
Okay.
So on Mondays we will have half off appetizers.
Fun.
On Tuesdays it'll be Tito's Captain and Jack Doubles for $6.
Which day?
Tuesday.
Okay.
What that's time your you start?
Day. Write that down.
What time?
All day.
You deliver.
Wednesdays, 11 o'clock. It's Whistlin' Wine Wednesday, so you can get 20% off a bourbon pour or a glass or bottle of wine.
Okay, hang on. I hate to crush your dreams,
nope,
but
fine.
We're talking about some competition that's going to be kind of tough for you guys.
Okay.
Mino and Norgard's Pub. Norgie!
What's going on? You guys missed me already, huh?
Yeah, already. It was so much fun having you on yesterday.
Thanks, it was fun.
Yeah, that was fun, but it's kind of spiraling down, so I'm going to try and save you today, but Johnny's got this like crazy idea. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Pub 33.
Yep. Okay. All right. Let's talk about it. I'm in. Yes, let's go.
I'm in. Ashley is here from Heights Pub and Parlor. I know it's going to be a big competition for them, but we'll be in a different part of town. Ashley, give us some advice. Jeff and I going into the bar business together. This is Jeff Norgard.
Well, I'll give you some advice, Johnny.
I didn't ask you.
I'm a successful
business
person.
Well, I know you
was,
but I didn't ask
you.
Yeah,
here's my advice.
Right.
Don't.
Yeah. I think you might drink your
give
way
him the bell,
it,
Ashley. But... Give him the bell. Norgie, we can make this big.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mino. I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's I've got a plan. I don't have the the money or the experience.
That's why I'm here.
I'm quite good at the other side, the other side of it.
Yeah, the marketing.
Choosing the beers to drink and then drinking them.
That too, yes.
Drinking them.
Norgie, you and I would be phenomenal business partners.
And I'm going to start, you know, guys, go ahead and do it, because I'm going to start a business on the over-under.
Yeah, I'm in.
A whole lot of money on 5 months.
I'm in, Jim.
Wow. Okay.
That's our marketing plan.
Yeah. Wow.
And at least ours is in writing. Yours isn't.
So, Norgie, you got you got me. What more do we need now?
Some good bartenders.
Okay.
Alexis is in. My wife's in.
Excellent.
Oh, there you go.
Excellent. All right. So, you, me, and Alexis so far. This is good.
Okay. The money.
Okay, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that.
Okay, we'll get you on when you get the money. So I don't know what you're doing in 2029, but...
No, we're going to work on... So that's why I'm putting this out there right now, Jeff. We are looking... What's the word? We are going to entertain potential investors who would like to be a part. We'll run an interview process on who we'll allow to be our investors.
So far away.
Norgie, you with me?
Happening.
All right, let's go. Let's make it happen.
All right. It's back to reality. You're going to come as a celebrity server to the new community shelter and serve a meal. You committed to that yesterday, and I think that is so. I've been telling people, and thank you for doing that. And that's got a lot more legs than this.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you. We get some of the people from his homeless shelter to work for us, Norgie.
They don't know. That is a trigger. That is a trigger.
They don't know why.
And you are a trigger. Yeah,
I'm not a trigger. How am I a trigger?
You wouldn't be able to stop them.
No. Oh, my God.
You would be like, and, oh,
John,
here,
that will
in.
Not happen.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Tony's going to perform live for us.
We're excited to
have
her
every Friday
on.
Night. She's going to be joining us.
She's great.
Wow. Well, Norgie, I just want to throw that out there publicly. I am all in on Pub 33.
Okay. All right. I like it. It was going to be called Norgie's 33 Tap Room, but now if you're, we might need to pull Norgie off the top. You're saying
I didn't want to say that. It happened to me. It happened to me, Jeff. I mean, this show was Mino and the Mayor till you know, and then
there's the Mayor and Mino, and then it.
It was Mayor and Mino. And he switched it.
It's alphabetical.
Corporate changed it on us.
Yeah, right. I get the business card show up. I'm like, hey, I thought it was the Mayor and Mino.
Well, because all your scandals in office. Norgie, great talking to my brother. We're in. We'll talk more. Pub 33 will be a reality. Jeff Norgard, John Mino, and some people with money.
Sounds good. I love it, guys. Okay,
thanks, Norgie. Have a good weekend. Take care, buddy. You too. See you. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How are you? What else is going on at the Heights?
Okay, so you know I told you, like, we have some daily specials. So Monday was a half-off appetizers. Tuesday was the Tito's Captain and Jack doubles for $6.
Yes.
Wednesday is Whistle and Wine Wednesday. So that's 20% off bourbon pour or a glass or bottle of wine.
Nice.
And then Thursdays, we have $5 seltzers.
This is big time.
Yeah.
This is all cool stuff. Give it to us one more time. You got 2 minutes. Give it the entire, what you got going on at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 227 North Washington Street.
All right. So next week, starting on Monday, we will have some daily specials. We've got half off appetizers on Monday. Tuesdays, Tito Captain and Jack doubles for $6. Wednesday is Whistle and Wine Wednesday, 20% off a bourbon pour or bottle or glass of wine. And Thursday is $5 seltzers.
Nice. Right.
And you got fish on Fridays?
Fish on Fridays. And next week it's Valentine's Day. So we'll have some nice Valentine's Day drinks starting on Monday as well.
All right.
And you've got the friendliest wait staff in the world.
We do.
You simply do.
We do.
And they brought back wings.
Oh, yes, you got the wings
working. We've
got some
boneless wings on the appetizer menu and mozzarella sticks.
Nice.
Did you bring back the garlic?
Don't. Remember we're not supposed
Remember
to talk
Johnny
about
and I went out
he
after?
He smelled so bad when he was sweating that night after the garlic. We're
still on the fries.
Okay.
Wow, that is good.
This guy sweats like nobody's business.
I thought it was you.
No, it was him.
It's not.
It was him.
We got to go to break.
It was him. Tony
this
even
is
going to
be fun
that.
Next. Okay.
Tony even said he smells when he sweats.
Tony who?
Oh, yeah, Tony. Wow. We got to go.
This Tony
right
wouldn't say that.
Live music.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An Amber Alert issued for 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam has been extended into Arkansas. Franklin, who is 3 months pregnant, was last seen at her home Sunday night. 40-year-old Gary Day is wanted in connection with her disappearance. Day is a resident of Cabot, Arkansas, and is believed to be the father of Sophia's unborn baby. Police say Day's 2014 black Buick LaCrosse has been seen with Arkansas and Pennsylvania license plates. Anyone with information is asked to call the Beaver Dam Police Department. Some Head Start programs in the state of Wisconsin have gone 2 weeks without their federal funding. This follows a memo from the Trump administration temporarily pausing federal grants, loans, and financial assistance programs. Senator Tammy Baldwin issued a letter to the Trump administration this week requesting immediate attention to resolve outstanding issues for Head Start payment systems. Head Start programs provide child care and education for low-income families. In 2022, more than 10,000 children were enrolled in Head Start programs throughout Wisconsin. A Northeast Wisconsin animal shelter is sharing the love with a Valentine's Day fundraiser. Surprise your Valentine with a pawgram from a shelter pet at the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. The pawgram can be a personalized email or a printed letter sent through the mail with a special dog, cat, bunny, or guinea pig plushie. The deadline to place orders for the pawgram emails is February 11th, but the deadline to mail a pawgram and a plushie is February 9th. See our story at WISS.fm for more information. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, aka The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through most of Saturday with around 4 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late Saturday evening. Today, mostly sunny, partly cloudy this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Coming up on the next show, we'll talk with Sandy Williams about Donald Trump's disgusting comments regarding Gaza and continue our discussion on MAGA takeover of the federal government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9 Fine. Now, Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after.
We just handled our problems in the house. We didn't broadcast our problems. My father was like, shh, don't tell nobody what's going on in here, okay? Even within our family, there was like secrets. No one said anything. My grandfather had polio. He had one leg significantly shorter than the other leg. Nobody said nothing. Nobody mentioned he had a disease. My whole childhood, I was just like, okay, that's the way men from Sicily walked. I asked my father one day, I said, what's wrong with grandpa? What do you mean, what's wrong? Why would you say that about your grandfather? What do you mean, what's wrong with him? I don't know, he's got a 2x4 nailed to his heel. I never seen a shoe like that. Nobody's saying anything about the man's shoes.
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way here on WGBW. Am I on? Am I on okay?
Yeah.
I don't have my headphones turned up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, all right.
That's right. I just can't hear myself. But you can hear me okay, right? Okay. Get Tony Fritz here. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
I didn't know you and the mayor go so far back.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But Ashley forgot to say something, Brian's going to be mad at her if she doesn't get in her entire thing.
I forgot to mention that we support our veterans. So we have our Veterans Daily Discount. So if you show proof of your service, you can receive 20% off your meal every day.
Wow.
Any day. So
that is cool.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yep, at the Heights.
Wow.
Okay. So,
which is where you're going to be performing.
Yeah, I'll be there March 8th.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
Nice.
Yes.
Fun place.
So our Friday music series, we bring in the best, and we continue that with Tony Fritz. Tony and I know each other. You're just very community-minded. You played a lot at neighborhood parties, and you've expanded that now. You play...
I play everything. Funerals.
I've never heard of an entertainer at a funeral. Have you?
Yeah.
I have not.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, and I do a lot of funerals. I actually like that because I put compassion in how the family's going to feel, and I work with them with the songs. And
you've also done gravesites.
Yep, I go to the gravesite, do Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the Irish Blessing, all kinds of
that's
stuff.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's so
special. Amazing Grace?
Yeah. Amazing Grace.
I want that at my funeral.
I know.
I want a bagpipe guy and you singing Amazing Grace at the graveyard.
I will do it.
Will you do that?
Yep. I already have people already put me down. They want
I might do funeral. That. It's probably good within 2 years.
Okay. No, right it is.
Oh, yeah.
Get the money up front.
Trust me. Yeah.
But he's got a boot on, so I mean.
You want me to give you a little 20 bucks just to hold the spot?
So, and Tony, I sing for weddings, too.
Right.
And clubs. And
in the pretty much Green Bay area.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for a little while.
Yeah, and 47 years.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're not even that.
Because I was in, well.
You look 47 years old.
I started at 18.
No, you don't look 47. You look 37.
I'm not 62.
Trying
to
be... Wow.
Really?
I started at 18.
Are you Irish?
Bands. No.
Because you got kind of like reddish hair. Irish people don't age. They like get they just all look the same. No
oh, that's me.
Yeah. Are you Irish?
No,
are you
Irish?
A little bit.
But something about Irish people don't age. They get their
good
one look and they stay there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Can't wear his mom jeans sometimes.
Yeah, I've been in bands since I was 18. And
where'd you go to school and everything?
Yeah.
Rhinelander High School.
I'm a old age.
Yeah, graduated in 1980. Yep.
You want to see my memory from Rhinelander?
What?
How are we going to see it?
Yeah.
Oh.
My broken finger.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Hodeg softball tournament.
Oh, sure.
Remember the Hodeg softball tournament?
Yeah.
The fast pitch softball tournament?
My uncles were in it and my dad.
Who did they play for? We got beat by Rhinelander Paps.
Paps.
Were they playing
against Blue Ribbon?
This happened Paps. Against Rhinelander Paps.
It was.
This was against Rhinelander Paps, who had 14 innings. I was a catcher. I broke my finger in like the sixth inning,
and it never
healed because I played the whole game. Rhinelander Paps.
Yeah, my uncle Bob, they called him Rapper, and my dad was
Wow.
Pat. Yeah.
Okay, besides
you might have been
Tony.
At that game. You might have been there.
All right.
They harassed me behind the backstop of your camera. They are mean people in Rhinelander.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Tell me about the music. Rhinelander, not a ton of music comes out of Rhinelander. I mean, you had inspiration from a teacher or your
dad? The teacher.
Tell me about it.
So I've always sang. I started piano at 5, and I just always enjoyed, you know, music. And then I started with plays. I was in choir and plays, and I did the honors choir, and I got a scholarship for GB and went to GB.
Wow.
So for music, yeah. And then... and then I started the bands, and High Flyer 2 was my first one, and then I did Fun with Adams, and then Eclipse Wedding Band.
I remember that name, Fun with Adams.
Yep.
I remember that.
The guys are still doing it.
Okay.
So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and then Rain and Cold Fire, and now Putting on the Fritz.
Wow. So, this Putting on the
Tony Fritz.
Do you... write music?
I do write some music.
Tell me how that, your inspiration,
and what
you like.
I don't play a lot of it out. I can play anything. Like, I can just all of a sudden write the melody, but the words are real hard for me, you know, because someone's already said it.
I can write for you.
Well, good.
I've wanted to be a songwriter for so long.
Yeah.
And it's just under the surface here. I think it's waiting to come out. What?
I don't mean to be rude and look at my watch.
No,
but
I get it.
I'm waiting for you.
Yeah.
I could be a singer. I mean, not a singer. I could be a writer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
I know.
Yeah.
Putting on the Fritz. That's a cool name.
Yeah, thanks. One of my friends thought of it, and I thought, it's catchy.
And Putting on the Ritz was like the thing. We're coming back to the Roaring Twenties as our new president.
But it's not like that. I play a variety. I do pop, rock, blues. Jazz, blue, you know, I do all kinds
of stuff. Talk about, it's a competitive business, but on the other hand, it's so unique that it's not that competitive. You know what I mean? Like, people like to go to the Heights and listen to things. I like to go to Fusions and listen to music. Yep. And
like to keep my set list up, too. I'm always learning new songs.
Right,
and
right.
I play a variety of everything.
But I want to talk about these celebrations of life. Like the after the funeral, you know, I mean... It's changing a little bit. There are more celebrations than the somber thing.
Yep.
So you do that as well?
Yep. Yeah. Sometimes they want me to play, you know, just variety of things.
Right.
Because it's a happy time sometimes for people.
It can be, and it should be. It should be for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And then I want to know about your inspiration. Then this is hard to stay at it. And
it's in my blood.
Okay, good.
If I don't play, I get really sad, you know.
That's cool.
And I have a full-time job, too, but I like to do this, too, so.
What'd you think about my dental experience yesterday?
What?
Or was locked out of my dentist's office?
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah. You heard it coming in, right? And you work for a dental company.
Never,
yeah. And it didn't even start about my Achilles. Did I even tell you about my Achilles?
Yeah, I know.
And he scolded this lady this morning who said one thing about herself. He goes, hey, it's back to me. So it's...
Wow. Well, we want to get you to play real quick. Can we do that? Do it before
Tony,
we send it to a break.
Tony Fritz, and then we're going to get into your... Yeah, we got your phone number, your website.
Putting
Tony
on the Fritz. Fritz.
Music.
Yes.
I love that term. I mean, I love
that
name.
And that is very cool. That is
Putting on
cool.
the Fritz. I like that. We could have her perform at Norgie's.
Putting on the Fritz with Tony Fritz.
What do you think? Are you going to work for us?
Well,
like
on
your nights off where you can bartend for us?
No, I have quite a contract at Heights Pub and Parlor.
Right.
I know,
okay.
But
Tony, go ahead.
I'm saying we could, you know, farm you out a little bit.
No? The sooner the better.
Tony Fritz.
Abracadabra. I don't think it's on.
You make me hot, you make me sigh. You make me laugh, you make me cry. Keep me burning for your love. With the touch of a velvet glove, abracadabra. I want to reach out and grab you, abracadabra. Abracadabra, unchain my heart. Baby, let me be. I don't think it's time. Unchain my heart. You don't care about me. You got me sort of like a pillowcase. When you let my love go to waste, unchain my heart, set me free. I'm under your spell, like a man in a trance. But you know damn well that I don't stand a chance. Unchain my heart, let me go my way. Unchain my heart, you worry me night and day. Why lead you through a life of misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? Unchain.
Gravelly.
Yeah, you got an awesome voice.
Come on back over here.
Don't you,
Tony Fritz,
kind of want to get a drink in your hand?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is pretty good.
That is cocktail lounge
it
music.
Is. That is.
And I mean that in the best way possible.
Me too. As do I. A high-end cocktail lounge.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, good. I couldn't tell if the mic was on.
We could hear it very well in
yes.
here.
Yes. Okay. You're pretty comfortable up there.
Yeah.
You kind of tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got into it in a hurry. I mean, like flip the switch.
I only have so much time.
You went from like cleaning somebody's teeth to just this rock singer.
I don't do that. I'm the receptionist.
She went so fast, I wasn't ready, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning.
That was great.
You like what you do.
Oh, yeah, I love it. And I used to teach piano and voice lessons, too.
I'm going to pay you to speak into your microphone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You of all people, you know, speaking into your microphone.
Yeah,
I think you guys would be pros at that.
Okay. But
Jim
was talking about that, though, too. And we love getting local entertainers on. And the Heights, which sponsors this whole segment. That's why they sponsor this segment, is for us to bring people like you on and let people know about the great local music we have and their talent.
Yeah. And I've been doing it a long time. I'm willing to collaborate with people too. You know, it's fun.
What's your favorite type?
I like rock, but I like also like The Way You Feel Tonight and At Last, some of that stuff. I like blues. I'm really getting into
blues. I can see that with
I can really see that
you got into the blues.
Yeah.
Who would be your, I'm thinking Bonnie Raitt or somebody
I used to do a lot of Pat Benatar.
I love
Pat Benatar.
Fantastic.
Yeah, used to do a lot of
how can you not like Pat Benatar, huh?
For people who are, how do we get a hold of you? And you book, you play a variety of things, but let me just tell us a few, I mean, really, your venues from gravesides to concert
hall. Stuff. Yeah, so you can go to Facebook. It's, Facebook at Tony Fritz Music.
That's
and
easy.
Then I'm on YouTube, so youtube.com at Tony Fritz 1625.
It's fantastic.
Oh, thanks. And then I'm also on, I said Facebook, so... You can email me.
Give out your number, just in case people aren't into that high-tech stuff. Your number is 920-360-3551.
Yes.
And this is Tony Fritz, you know, putting on the Fritz.
Yeah.
You're a great entertainer. I mean, there's energy in this
room
right here.
Yeah, if you're doing that at 8 o'clock in the morning, in this room, or you throw it in, I can't imagine that you're going to be like at the Heights on March. Yeah, is it March 8th?
March 8th.
March 8th.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
And people seem to really like that, you know, and I do all kinds of parties and stuff, too.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know if we have time for one more.
Oh, we do.
Oh, yeah. We're
because I use a drum pedal. You know, usually guitar pedals.
We had that guy in here last week. Yeah, I've never seen one of those before.
Usually guitar players have it on their foot, but I put it down, you know, right by my table here so I can just push it to do rolls and stuff.
Oh, awesome. All right. Tony Prince.
Come right back.
Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series from Under the Mayor back right after this.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Great. That's awesome. That's great. I mean, just
a new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, 1 electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of a rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the places of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you.
We love you. Come on back in.
We can talk to you a little bit more. That is, you've got a classic voice.
You know what?
I mean, you sound like classically trained.
Yeah, I am. I had voice teachers and I've taught.
Music, I want to say, it puts you in a good mood. Like I really see myself sitting in a lounge with a cup and listening to you, not talking.
Yeah.
But then after, you know, the applause and just
I see like a dark room and some blue lights. I was going to say cigarettes, but there wouldn't be.
Me too.
But the little lights on the tables. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I play to the crowd. So if they're, you know, some people that don't want to hear all that rock, you know, I play different things.
Too loud. It's easy to listen to.
Yeah.
But there's times when your voice goes to a place where it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? What's that from?
I love to sing all styles. So.
But I mean, what style was it? There's a voice you use that you had there.
I don't know. Like, it's mine.
What type of music would you pull that out for?
Well, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, just different parties. And, right. you know, I even play it. People like to hear it. You know, younger kids, they like to hear that, too. I mean, I do all kinds of stuff. So
that's great.
I think it's great you're sharing that talent, too. And tell me a little bit more about the writing. Well, you could do the music. I mean, you said you could sit down.
Yeah, all of a sudden, just melodies come out
But
of
then
me.
Will you write the lyrics or do you farm it out?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do write your own music.
Yep. Yeah, and sometimes I record it because I've been starting to record it because all of a sudden you go to play again and you're like, oh, dang it. Right. I don't know what I did, you know, because it just comes out. But
And then when you were a little kid, you played the piano at home.
Yep. And I took lessons, yeah.
But your parents had a piano in your house.
Yep.
Which is very cool.
Yep.
But a lot of us took piano lessons and played instruments, but never pursued it.
Well, that's the thing. You got to have it in your heart, I think, you know.
Was it you? Was it somebody that said, hey, look, Tony, you got a lot of talent. And they said that to me, but I just moved on.
Mrs. Peterson, she was my teacher.
Isn't that awesome?
Seventh and eighth grade, and she recognized it, and she had me. I even was in plays in high school when I was eighth grade.
You're that artsy person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So.
But you have to have that.
I'm shy a little bit, but not on stage.
We talk about that all the time. Always a teacher. Always. We had the Golden Apple people on yesterday.
Yes, it really?
And
I
it's
always
like there's
that.
That person.
Yeah, she really instilled that.
Because you're not going to get that at home. No disrespect to mom and dad, but you know.
Yeah.
And if your parents say, boy, you're really good, well, that's their job is to say
yeah. Exactly.
The teacher has, 30 kids, and when they pick you out, you kind of know they're probably right.
And I was in honors choir and stuff, so you know,
so was
you know.
I was
in the Roncalli Singers.
What are you laughing
I was.
At, Tony? You don't know that.
I know.
Okay, have you heard me sing?
Yeah,
I'm not bad, right?
Don't do
great.
It. This is
thank
a, this
you.
Has been a great show. So okay, well,
March
8th, nice
I'm gonna be at the Heights with you.
Oh, God. Good.
I'm gonna do some.
I'm gonna be at Waters Sports Club for Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice.
So, yep.
Okay. Fantastic. We
the
need
one
you
in
get...
Swamico, Little Swamico.
We need you get on the
okay.
Right
go back.
Again.
Give we us appreciate you coming in.
Can
we play another song?
We're closing out the week with Toni Fritz, putting on the Fritz. She is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. You want to hire somebody, this is the person you want to hire.
Vocalist, musician, and again, her number, just phone number.
920-360-3551. She's awesome. Toni Fritz, putting on the Fritz.
We were good. We were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold.
This is Miley.
We were right till we were built a home and watched it burn. Ooh, I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to fight. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. Say things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing. Well, I can hold my own hand. Well, I can love me better than you can love me better. Oh, can love me better, babe. Can love me better. Oh, can love me better. Paint my nails cherry red. Match the roses that you left. No remorse, no regret. I forgive every word you said. Ooh, I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to fight. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. Say things you don't understand. I can make myself dancing. Well, I can hold my own hand. Well, I can love me better than. Well, I can love me better than you can.
Toni Fritz, ladies and gentlemen, putting on the Fritz. Outstanding.
Thank you so much
Hire
for having
her
me.
March 8th, Heights Pub and Parlor. Heights
thanks
Pub and
so
Parlor,
much.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You're the best. Have a great week, everybody. Go Eagles.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 2.5 weeks into the Trump administration, we're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up! Email info at WISS.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Live bird markets in New York City on Long Island and in Westchester County, north of New York City, are being shut down for a week after new cases of bird flu have been detected. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Over the last week, inspectors have detected 7 cases of bird flu in poultry during routine inspections at live bird markets in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens.
The flocks have been destroyed. Public health officials say, though, there's very little threat to humans in New York at this time. President Trump will host the Prime Minister of Japan today. Trade, economic security, and defense cooperation all expected to be topics. Hours before a midnight deadline, a federal judge stepped in, temporarily blocking the buyouts offered to about 2 million federal employees. A hearing will be held Monday into the legality of the buyouts. Severe weather in eastern Tennessee has killed a mother and daughter and left 3 other people hurt. The possible tornado blew through last night west of Knoxville. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hayes.